Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you expecting a change in your life? By the grace of God, Healing Jesus campaign came to Bulawayo and has become a turning point for our lives. Tonight is the final night, and there is a word from the Lord for your life. There is a word from the Lord for your healing, and I'm excited that the servant of God is ready, anointed to minister the power of God, anointed to minister the word of God. If you are also ready, then stand to your feet and with joy let's receive Evangelist Dagua Mills tonight.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe.
Every hand lifted up, I expect a miracle.
I release my heart, rising. The same.
I expect a miracle.
And I expect a miracle today. Oh, with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible.
Lift your hand and say, your hands up. Father, thank you for everyone that is listening tonight. Let your power flow in this place. We are grateful for your kindness and mercies. We thank you that Bulawayo will never be the same again. Zimbabwe will never be the same again. Thank you, Zimbabwe is blessed with Jesus. Thank you that Jesus is the answer. Thank you for your blessing tonight. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will be saved tonight. And no one here will go to hell. I pray for miracles tonight. Send your power. Send your angels. Do signs and wonders, Lord. Thanks a million. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Tonight is your night of salvation. First of all, I want to say thank you to our chairman of the Board of Trustees for the Healing Jesus Crusade in Bulawayo and in the whole of Zimbabwe, Bishop Colin Nyati. And to all the other wonderful pastors who have hosted us so marvelously here in Zimbabwe and in Bulawayo. We have felt the welcome in your heart for us. And we know that it is your hard work that has made this possible. So we want to say, God bless you, Bishop Colin. Bless your wife and bless all the pastors and churches. And I believe that out of Zimbabwe is coming a fire and a light that is going to shine in the whole world. I want to thank especially also Mrs. Nyati for your wonderful speech. You almost made me cry today. It is an honor for us to be here and to be involved in what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for everything. God bless you. We also want to thank the government for their support to have these campaigns. You all know that if the government doesn't want us to be here, we will not be here. Because politicians are afraid of crowds. Because politics is about people. And whenever there is a crowd, you can say anything, you can do anything. So they have given us a lot of trust to allow these campaigns to come on. So we want to say thank you to the government, and we are praying for the government for wisdom, stability, and peace. Amen. And I want to tell you, those of you who don't travel, Zimbabweans, I want you to know that Zimbabwe is a very beautiful and powerful country. You don't travel. Those of you who don't travel, you don't know how nice your country is. So keep praying. Zimbabwe is going to be even greater. You know, when an elephant even loses weight, it's far bigger than a fox. It's still mighty, isn't it? So we thank God, and I know God is blessing Zimbabwe. Amen. Want to invite you to come to Ghana for Give Thyself Holy Conference next year. How many are going to come to Ghana? You know that Ghana, we are in-laws of Zimbabwe. We are in-laws. Ghana is the wife and Zimbabwe is the husband. So we are in-laws. Hallelujah. Right. Tonight, I want to also invite those of you God has called to the ministry to come to Bible school in Ghana. It's going to be a great blessing for you.
Now,
tonight, the title of my message is a little long, but I want you to listen because it's just the words of Jesus Christ. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. That is the title of the message.
Isona sihloko sentshumayelo sithi sona kungcono ukungena embusweni wezulu olelihlo elilodwa kulokungena esihogweni ulawo womabili.
It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire.
Kungcono ukungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu ulelihlo elilodwa kulokuthi ulawo womabili uphoselwe eziweni lomlilo.
Hey! Jesus said, if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life or into the kingdom of God maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched.
Wena uphoselwe emlilweni ngcono ungena ungungini ezulwini.
Hallelujah. Hey. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter as a cripple into heaven than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched.
Ma unyawo lwakho lukwenza one kungangcono lugunyulwe ungene ezulwini ulolulodwa kulokuthi ulazo zombili uphoselwe esihogweni ngcono yezulwini ulolulodwa.
It is better to go into the kingdom of God with one eye than to go into hell fire with two eyes.
Kungcono ungene embusweni kaNkulunkulu ulelihlo elilodwa kulokuthi wena ulawo omabili uphoselwe esizindeni somlilo.
One day I made an announcement in my church. I said, I am going to help somebody to go to America. And I announced, how many want me to help you to go to America? And a lot of people lifted up their hand. I am sure here too, if I ask some people who would like to go to America, I will get quite a few people here.
What is the
Buzile? No stadium.
Papa Ramisa Isanja is Nenye, Lapa Laconia Funti Faliwe, Ogutinga Tilibanga, Elifunuga, Wele Meliga, Abanyeva Paramisa Zombilizan.
So I had a young man, and he came on stage, and I said, come here. I am taking you to America. And he did the sign of the cross. But I told him, on one condition. And I asked, are you prepared to accept the condition? Will you accept it?
Yes, please.
Yes.
And I called, the one condition, I had a surgeon called Dr. Yale, he's a surgeon. And I said, this surgeon is going to amputate your leg.
Yeah.
And we are cutting it from below, above knee amputation, that is around here. And with one leg, I can take you to America. So I asked, will you go? And he said, no, I've changed my mind, and he went back. I don't want to go. I called another person. I said, I will help you to, I know connection, I can help you to America. Will you go to America?
Yes,
condition, I am calling the surgeons. They are going to remove your arm. Do you want short sleeve or long sleeve? He said he wants long sleeve, but we need more than that. We take short sleeve. With that condition, I can arrange. He said, do you want to go? He said, no, I don't want to go again. I'll stay in Ghana. Then I called another person. I said, I'm going to take you to America, but on one condition, I'm going to remove one of your eyes with a fork. Will you go?
He said,
I want to stay in Ghana with my two arms. Two eyes. But Jesus Christ said, there is a place. If you have to remove your arm, or you have to remove your leg so that you don't go there, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It is better. It is better to go to heaven with one arm than to have two arms in hell. Hey! That means there is nowhere on earth. Because truly, America, you go with one leg. You are going with one leg. You'll be at New York. You'll be in New York. You'll be in California.
California.
With one eye. Why? I can stay with my two eyes. I'm okay.
No, I like my...
Amen. Now, many people don't know that God has also got two sides. God is loving and God has a side of judgment. Do you have coins in Zimbabwe? Do you use coins?
Coins?
I need a
coin.
Zimbabwe coins?
Coins in Zimbabwe.
50 cents.
Okay, no. This one is okay. This one, when you look at this Zimbabwe coin, which money is this? What current? What is the name of your money?
Bond coin.
No name. Bond. Bond coin.
Nama bond coin.
Okay. This coin, when you look at this side, it says 2014.
Ungayikhangela kuleli cele ibhalwe u 2014.
When you turn the other side,
you
see something different.
Ubone okuchiyene.
You see 25.
Ubone u 25.
So God is like that. When you look at him at one side, you see love. God so love. God is nice. God is good. But when you turn the other side, you see judgment, fire, fear. Hey, the same God.
Unkulunkulu njalo ungambheka ngapha ubona uthando, ubona ubuhle, ubona ngakwenzela khona. Ungamchibilikisa, ubona isahlulelo, ubona ubunzima, yena nguThixo ofanayo.
God has two sides.
UNkulunkulu lenhlangothi ezimbili.
The same God.
Yena nguThixo.
The same God.
UNkulunkulu ofanayo.
Is kind, is loving, is also full of judgment and righteousness.
Unesisa unothando agcwale ukwahlulela agcwale lokuthi akuphathe kubi mawumphambanisile.
So today you are seeing the love kindness side of God.
Sibona ubhaxa lwesisa lothando lukaNkulunkulu.
But very soon God is going to turn around and show you another side. Judgment. Hey. So that is why God sent Jesus Christ. To warn us that there is a place of judgment. You don't have to believe in it at all. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. You don't have to believe in it. It is there. Yeah. And it is better to remove your arms and go to heaven than to have your arms and go to hell. Tonight, God sent me to warn you that he is not a fool. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. And the day of judgment is coming. Many people have not been to prison before. But when you go to a prison, you see that a prison is a place where every kind of person can go. One day I went to a prison in Ghana. I saw different types of people. I saw Ghanaians. No, first I saw one of my church members. He's the first person I saw there. Hey, when he saw me, he said, "Pastor," I said, "What are you doing here?" He told me that on Friday, one Friday, he went to a drinking bar. Got drunk and fought with somebody and the person died later. So they said he killed the person. There are a lot of Christians in Zimbabwe who are like this and like this. A little of this and a little of that.
Banenga ama Kristu eZimbabwe abanjengonwabo utshintsha umbala beluhlaza bebo.
A little of the devil and a little of God.
Hey,
do you have such people in Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe.
Yeah. He was in prison. Then I saw other Africans. Ghanaians. Nigerians. Hey! Then I saw Koreans. 6 Koreans. Yeah, all the way from Korea, they are in prison in Ghana. And they have even formed a Korean fellowship. Then I saw Chinese people inside the Ghana prison. Then I saw Lebanese. Not somebody told me, I saw them. Then I saw an Englishman from England wearing shorts and walking. He was the commander of the prison. He has been there for a long time. You know, no matter who you are, even human beings can catch you and say, I don't care whether you are from Korea or from China or Lebanon or England, you are into African jail, go.
Bangakugola bathanaki wena uvele Korea uvela kwela mangisi uvele China sitipika lapha bantinte.
If you want to go to prison, you must choose the country that you go to prison very carefully.
Mawufuna kuye jele khetha ukuthi ufuna kuyaphikela ngapi ngokunanzelela.
Jesus told us that there is a real place. If a human being can make a prison, do you think God cannot make a prison? Jesus told us a story. He said there was a certain rich man. Clothed in purple. And fine linen. Just like this. This is the color.
Bishop,
this is the color of the rich man's clothes. Purple and fine linen. This tie. This is the tie that rich people wear. And he fed sumptuously every day. He ate the best food in Zimbabwe every day.
What
is the best food in Zimbabwe?
Pap. Pap.
And the Bible says there was a poor man named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate of the rich man, desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And he was full of sores. And he was sitting at the gate of the rich man. And the rich man was passing by. Give me food.
Pap. kudla
chicken
ngiphe isikhukaze
Nandos
Nandosi
chicken in
ngiphe.
He didn't want to help the poor man. The poor man was covered with sores. And the dogs came to lick his sores. Early in the morning, you see 7 dogs all licking, all of them licking the man's sores. Yeah. And the poor man was struggling. And one day, the Bible says the poor man died. And you see, the Bible says, when you die, it is appointed unto you once to die, but after that, judgment.
Stand here.
Don't move from here. Stand right here. It is appointed unto you once to die, and after that, judgment. So the poor man was suffering from fever. And one day, he died. But after death, you get up immediately. And the Bible says angels came and surrounded the poor man and escorted the poor man into heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many would like angels to come for you and escort you into heaven when you die? And then Jesus told us that the rich man, he died later on. Because poor people die before rich people, usually. So the rich man was having a great time. He had many girlfriends. Hey! Do rich people in Zimbabwe have a lot of girlfriends?
As much as Zimbabwe as
give 3 of you come here. 1, 2, 3. 3. No, at the back there. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, come. Quick. Hey! The rich man was enjoying beautiful girls.
Come.
Surround me. These are my girlfriends. You don't know how to behave like girlfriends. The rich man was enjoying. Come on, girls. And the rich man was smoking. He was drinking whiskey.
Whiskey.
Hey! Where are the girlfriends? Come on.
Woo.
In nightclubs, he was moving with his girlfriend.
Hey.
Sunday morning, he does not go to church. Even when he goes, he doesn't give offerings. And one day, the rich man was enjoying with his girlfriends in the house. Then suddenly he said,
hey!
Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Hey!
So, suddenly the rich man felt his heart. Ooh!
Yes,
call the doctor. And the rich man died. He died. Girlfriends run away after the rich man dies. After the rich man, you see, when you die, you don't stay down. Those of you who have watched this film,
ghost. It's something like that.
Mouse if I'll tell you pants, I'm a bugelelli by scopo yes poro, intuin chalo.
You come out of your body.
Opumems in Benoit.
And this time,
my last card,
instead of angels, go and read your Bible. There was no angels for the rich man. That means that the demons in the atmosphere, were coming for the rich man.
Hey!
And the rich man was frightened.
Hey.
What are these demons? Demons! Jesus! And he went down, disappeared into hell. Yeah. Now, you see, it may look funny to you. Go and read your Bible. Jesus said, it is better to cut off your arm than to go into hellfire.
And
the rich man went down. He descended into hell down. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes and he saw far heaven and he saw Lazarus. Hey! Lazarus was having a good time. Lazarus was having orange juice and pineapple juice.
Oh, Lazarus, Colisa, Imshuzi, a pineapple, not.
All the chicken he couldn't get when he was in Bulawayo, he was eating it now.
Song is kukuga zayang as tole wa Bulawayo, why is bonselo amash?
And he cried, Father Abraham,
Baba Abraham,
have mercy on me.
Ni haugele.
I'm sorry. Listen, if you are sorry, you better be sorry now. You cannot be sorry. You see, sorry, too late, sorry, is too late, sorry. The rich man said, Father Abraham, have mercy. Forgive me. Forgive me. If you want God to forgive you, you have to repent now. Sorry, too late is too late. He said, I beg you, can you send Lazarus? You mentioned my name to Lazarus. Lazarus knows me well. Send him to come and dip the tip of his finger. And give me just a drop. Just one drop. There is a place they are screaming for one drop of water. They are crying for just a drop. You see, pastors will not speak about it anymore.
We are born when this man are coming and call up food.
He said, have mercy on me.
What in how gay?
Tell Lazarus to dip his finger.
You know,
since I grew up, I've never been to see someone and ask, can I have a drop? They ask, can I have a bottle? Can I have a glass of water? But not a drop. Just one drop. There is a place. All they want is just a drop. But Father Abraham said, no. If you want to hear from God, yes. Listen now, because when you go to hell, every question you ask, no,
The answer is no, 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 no.
Ungayesho kweni yonke intshumayelo osuyifuna khohle uphinde.
Let me tell you something that will shock you. I know you can put it on the news tomorrow. I want to tell you something that's going to shock everybody in Zimbabwe. I'll tell you, all dead people are still alive. All dead people you know are still alive. They are all. Mandela is, Princess Diana is alive today. I'm telling you, Michael Jackson is alive. Kwame Nkrumah is alive. Any famous person you know, they are all alive. Only they have not been able to contact you, but they are alive.
Mangutshele nje into eyodwa engaphuma kuma phephandaba kusasa bonke abantu abafileyo bayaphila Mandela, Diana, Michael Jackson, Kwame Nkrumah bonke bayaphila.
Oh, the rich man was alive.
He was
talking.
Why a kuluma?
He was negotiating.
Why bonisana la?
He was pleading.
Why zinenge?
He was begging.
Why kumsana la bumlo?
People in hell are begging. Forgive me.
Abantu abasas.
Forgive me. Forgive me. People in hell are crying. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Yes. Then he said, Father Abraham, if you would not send Lazarus. You see, rich people are the most surprised when they go to hell. They can't believe. They can't believe. Like, you can't send anybody again. You can't send people. You can't call for what you want. Because rich people are used to sending. Hey, come. Go. You. Hey, all of you come. Tell him to come. You see how I called the three girlfriends? They all came.
We have only spacha ziyamangalisa zijayela ukuthuma azijayelanga ukuthunywa bayazibizela abamfunayo yikho lami ngizibizela iseko lezintombi zachaya isiphithiphithi ziza lapha.
Then the rich man said, I have 5 brothers just like me. They are all like, I know them. They will come here just as I came here. Please send Lazarus now as a missionary to go back to Bulawayo and speak to them in Harare.
Ispacha sase city ngilaba fowethu abahlanu ophuma mphume lami banjengami bangangilandela lapha. Tumela uLazaro kibo abalande Harare abalande kobulawayo.
And Father Abraham said no again. Every time, look, when you go to hell, anything you are, can I have water? No. Can you have mercy? No. Can you send somebody? No. Everything is no, 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 no.
Ubabu Abraham wathi pinde, yonke into pinde, ngicela amanzi pinde, ngicela ubathumele kubafowethu pinde, yonke into nguhatshi, hatshi, hatshi.
Then the rich man said, Father Abraham said, they have the prophets. The prophets will speak to your 5 brothers. Let them hear the prophets. And today, most of the prophets are not preaching about hell. Pastors don't mention hell. You are supposed to preach about hell, pastors and prophets. Not only about money and money and money and money.
Why say to Babu Abraham, Balaba Moses, Balaba Prophet, Magababezwe, Njehovah's Naba Prophet, Lamshanje, Abasa Chumayeli Kehe, Njenge Kehe, Indaba Imali Mali Mali, Benga Chumayeli Kehe.
Hey! That is why Jesus said, you see, these people are alive. Lazarus is still there. The rich man is alive. Princess Diana, anybody, your mother, your uncle who died last week, your friend, your cousins, your boyfriend, all of them are alive. Only there is no network there. There is no internet there. It's not connected. I tell, they can't reach you, but they are there.
Yikho ngithi bonke abantu bayaphila abafanga abangane bakho ijaha wakho intombi yakho uyisho mkhulu ukhokho wakho odiana into nje ukuthi alithintani likhuthana kwezokuthinta.
Tonight I want you to ask yourself a very important question which somebody asked Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? I want you to ask yourself a question. When you die, where will you go? When you die, where will you go?
Zibuze umbuzo oqhakathekileyo, umbuzo omqoka, wena ngokwakho ukuthi ngingafa, ngiyophelela ngapi, uya kuya ngapi?
You see what I'm doing? The rich man here cannot do the look.
Uyabona ukuthi wenzani umvangeli, isipatsha sasingekwenze lo.
Your sister who you didn't witness to who went to hell, she cannot drink water like this.
Udadewenu ngamfakazelanga wayegehena angewanatha amanzi kanje.
One day there was a pastor, Assemblies of God. You have Assemblies of God here? There was a Assemblies of God pastor in and he was he went to preach somewhere. When he finished preaching, it was at somebody's church. He ended on Sunday night. So he came into his hotel room Sunday night. As soon as he entered the hotel room, Jesus appeared to him in the room. I think Jesus was not happy with his preaching. He said, follow me. And the Assemblies of God, this is his own testimony. The Assemblies of God, he took him down to hell.
Assemblies of God,
when they went into hell, he saw people. Many people screaming, wailing, gnashing of teeth. Ooh, gnashing of teeth means you do an exam. There were four questions and you did three. And you didn't see the one at the back. This is gnashing of teeth. Why didn't I turn the paper? Why didn't I?
Wabona abantu beklavalala, begomela, kulokugedla kwamazinyo. Ukugedla kwamazinyo ukuthi mawubhala umhloliso kule mbuzo emine wena ubhala emthathu ungasawubona ukugcina bese ukhala ugedla amazinyo uthi abantu kwehlule.
Jesus took the pastor like this all the way through hell. Then suddenly they came and he saw somebody. He was shocked. He knew the person. Do you know who it was?
UJesu wamthatha wayalaye gehena wabona umuntu ayemazi wabambwa ngaphansi uyakwazi ukuthi wabona bani.
It was the pastor's roommate when he was in university. His friend, his roommate, he saw him. He said, what are you doing here? And you know what the man told him? It was Sunday night. That was a convention, Sunday night. The man said to him, I died on Friday in an accident, in a car accident on Friday. I came here on Friday. You see, people who are in hell know how they died and then they know the day they died and when they came to be there.
Wambona wethuka wehlisiphika wathi nganu lapha kwakungumngana ehlala kamelo kunye laye euniversity wathi uzenjani lapha wathi mfile ngolesihlanu abafileyo bayakwazi ukuthi bafe nini njalo bafe njani.
The Assemblies of God pastor was shocked and the Lord brought him back to his room and he wanted to call his mother. Because his mother knew his roommate. He had not heard that his friend had died. But it was late Sunday night. So Monday morning, he called his mother. He said, Mama, how are you? And as he was talking, his mother said, have you heard? What have you heard? He said, your friend or your roommate, he died in a crash on Friday.
Why is a funugutashayelu tingo unina? Wasa chulisela pambile. wayamshayela ukuthi lo ebemphila naye uzwile yini unina wathi ukuthini wathi lo engaphila kunyana ufile ngolesihlanu.
Listen to me, my friend. What I'm talking about is not a joke. If you may laughing, I tell you, you don't understand what I'm saying. Where will you be when you die? Will you go up or will you go down into hell? That is what you must ask. That is why I gave my life to Jesus. I said, I will go for hell, I will not go. Hell, I will not go to hell in Jesus' name. What?
Lalela mngane, nangu mbuzo, oqhakathekileyo mzukwana ufayo, uzokuya phezulu ezulwini, kumbe uzokuya phansi egeheni. Mina ngathi phinde angiye egeheni, ngiye ezulwini kongamukela uJesu.
Tonight, God sent me to warn you who are fooling around with God. God has two sides. When he changes the side, you may be the richest man from Africa with 40 billion, worth 40 billion and owing 60 billion. But I tell you, you will go to hell just like anybody else. Yes.
Ngiyakuxwayisa ke zwana mntu walapha. Ungabe ungusipatsha omkhulu eAfrika wena ule 40 billion isikwelede siyi 60 billion kodwa lalela ngithi lizwana lindaba emayelana lempilo yakho.
Yeah. Will you be in heaven? There's only one way to go to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way.
Uza kuya ezulwini na? UJesu wathi indlela yinye mina ngiyindlela.
You know, in Africa, sometimes it is difficult for big people to believe they can go to hell.
In Africa, kunzima ukuthi sibalukhulu bakholwe bagcina bese geheni.
Because in Africa, you can borrow, you can make a phone call.
In Africa,
you call somebody, you know, say hello. Ah, your people don't want to allow me to enter. Can you call them and tell them that I am Mr. Big Staff from Bulawayo? Mr. Big Staff from Bulawayo is at the gate of heaven. Can you open fast for me because I'm feeling hot on this side? Mr. Big Staff, you are fooling with God. It's time for you to repent. As for bowing, you will bow, but you may bow too late. Every knee shall bow, but some will bow too late.
Long itolo noma kanjani liyogoba kodwa manje ayabe sephuzile.
It's time to turn around.
It's
time to come to the cross and say, Jesus, forgive me. Wash away my sins with your blood. Only Jesus can wash away your sins. That is why God sent Jesus Christ.
Because
he knew when he looked at us, we are so bad. Bible says there is none righteous, not even one person is righteous. Tonight Jesus is inviting you to come to him and say, Jesus, come into my life and change me and save me. And write my name in the book of life. Can I tell you one little story before I finish? Heaven and hell depends on you. One day there was a very wise man who went around, he was too old to work, so he goes around from village to village giving good advice, and whatever he says is always true And it always happens.
And
one day there was a little boy who said, it cannot be that the old man is always right. I am going to prove to the old man that he is not always right. Do you want to know what the little boy did? He caught a butterfly. How do you say butterfly?
Vivane.
Vivane. He caught a vivane.
Wabambi vivane.
And he said, this butterfly, I'm going to put it in my hand and I'm going to speak to the old man and I'm going to ask the old man, the butterfly in my hand, is it dead or alive? If the old man says it is alive, then I will squeeze my hand and open and you'll see that the butterfly is dead. And if the man says it is dead, I'll open my hand and the butterfly will fly out. So I'm going to show the old man that he's not always right.
Umfanyana wathi ke ngizomenza umdala leli vevane ngiyalifumbatha ngithi qamba mdala liyaphila kumbe lifile angathi liyaphila ndikhlifize life angathi lifile ngimbonisa ukuthi liyaphila.
So he came to the old man and he said, old man, I hear you are always right. The butterfly in my hand, is it dead or is it alive?
Wezake xegwini wathi wexegukazi ngitshele ivevane lisesandleni liyaphila kumbe lifile na?
Do you want to know what the old man told the little boy?
Uyafuna ukwazi ukuthi umdala wathini kumfanyana?
Oh, I can't hear you. I said, do you want to know what the old man told? I don't think you really want to know. I will not tell you what the old man said. The old man said to the young boy, it depends on you. It depends on you. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, dead or alive, it depends on you tonight. Heaven or hell, it depends on you tonight. Whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell today, it now depends on you. Jesus has done his part. It depends on you. Dead, whether you be dead or you be alive, it depends on you. Tonight, look at my hand, everybody. God sent me to invite you. Come to him. Register your name in the book of life. Serve Jesus Christ. And one day, look what you saw me throwing the water here. One day it's going to happen. Many, you will see, even this year, you will see people, there are people here. You see, even this year, going down, going up. Every day is happening. Down, up, down. Souls go down. Souls go up. Souls go down. Every day, every moment.
Sonke sibonile okwenzakalayo enatha manzi. Izinto ziyayaluza ziyehla senyuka isikhathi sonke.
Stand up, please. Stand up.
Sukumani.
It is better
to go
into heaven, the kingdom of heaven, with one eye than to go into hell fire with two eyes.
If
you are here tonight and you want Jesus Christ to come into your life and save you. No one should walk at this time, please. Don't move. If you are moving now, you are Satan, I tell you. Don't move now. Very important. Do not move now. This is the holy moment. Name. Names are being registered at this point. In the book of life. Tonight. If you want to receive Jesus as your savior. You want to say have mercy today. Not later you say have mercy and they will say no.
Ufuna ukwamukela uJesu njengomsindisi wakho khona manje ayikhona usuphuzile ale athi hash.
If you want to receive Jesus as your savior.
Mawufuna ukwamukela uJesu njengomsindisi.
And you want your sins to be washed away.
Ufuna izono zigezelwe kude.
Lift your hand like this. If you want to receive Jesus tonight.
Mawufuna ukwamukela uJesu
as your savior. Then your hand must be up now. And I'm going to pray with you now. All those who have lifted your hands, say this prayer with me. Including security men, policemen, soldiers. Maybe God made you work here so that you hear what I'm saying for your life. You can give your life to Jesus today.
Labono gada bonke amapolice amasocha uNkulunkulu kwenze wezemsebenzini lapha ukuza kusindise lamhlanje.
Your hand must be up if you want Jesus now.
Isandla masiphakame mawufuna uJesu manje.
Say after me, everyone join in. Say Jesus. 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 Thank you for speaking to me tonight. Oh God, I am sorry for what I have done. Oh Jesus, I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me for my sins. I am sorry, Jesus. Cleanse me. Wash me with your precious blood. Oh God, I am asking for forgiveness. I am asking for mercy. Tonight, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I give my heart to you. I open my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Change me. I dedicate my life to you today. I cannot hear you. I dedicate my life to you today. Lord Jesus, from tonight, I belong to God and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. For saving me today. Lift your two hands like this. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Please write my name. In the book of life. Jesus. Please write my name. In the book of life. From today. From tonight. I belong to God and I will serve God. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness. Now lift your right hand like this with your finger like this. Say, Satan, listen very carefully. In the name of Jesus, from tonight, I will not follow you again. I will not serve you again. I will not obey you again. Satan, in the name of Jesus,
reject you. I refuse you. I rebuke you. I will not serve you. I will serve Jesus. I belong to Jesus.
Now lift your two hands. Say Jesus.
Everywhere, everywhere. Say Jesus. Thank you for coming to this world to die for me, to save me from my sins. I love you. Wave your hand, say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus Christ. I thank you very much for dying for me. Please accept me. I will follow you from today. I will serve you from today. I will seek for you from today. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done for me. I love you. I thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wow. Can you please pray with Shona, please?
Paramisa isandla sokudla. Senze njalo sonke. Sithi Jesu. Jesu. Ngiza kuwe lamhlanje. Ngolile phambili kwakho. Njalo ngiyavuma. Mina nginyedwa. Angeke ngisize. Kodwa lamhlanje. Ngihawukele. Ngiyavuma kungcono ukuthi ngene izulu ngilelihle lilodwa ngixolele ungithethelele ngene enhlizweni yami ungiphilise ngaphakathi phakamisa zombili izandla kanje ithi Jesu lamhlanje bhala igama lami encwadini yakho yokuphila. Ngenze ngibe ngomunye walabo abangabakho. Phakamisa umuntu wobuNkulunkulu kanje. Ithi Sathane, lamadimoni akho, lemsebenzi yomnyama, ngithi kusukusela lamhlanje, awusela budlelwane lami, lama ngisela budlelwane lawe. Ngegama lika Jesu, ngiyakwala, ngiyakuphika, shiyana lami, kusukela lamhlanje, kuze kube naphakathi.
Yes.
Phakamisa zombili izandla. Ithi Jesu, ngiyakubonga, ungizwile, usungithethelele, sengingowakho, ngiza kukulalela, ngiza kukuphilela, nsaku kuhlabelela kuze kube naphakathi. Amen. Chai izandla umbono.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Ake sizandla kuJesu.
Great salvation has come to us tonight.
Usindiso lukhulu lizile kithi ntambama lo.
A lot of people have given their lives to Christ.
Abantu abanengi banikele impilo zabo kuChrist.
Today you are born again.
Lamhlanje usuzelwe ngokusho.
God wants you from today to start going to church.
UNkulunkulu ufuna kusuka lamhlanje uqale ukuya enkonzweni.
You need to join a church as a part of your salvation on earth here.
Kumele uhlanganele lebandla njengengxenye yosindiso lwakhe emhlabeni la.
And we have many pastors on the stage with good churches.
Banenge abafundisi enkundleni yokuchumayela abalamabandla manje.
Join one and this Sunday, from this Sunday forever, you must go to church and be a member of a church and be in church every day, every Sunday.
Zihlanganise leli lodwa kusukela kuleli sonto uye enkonzweni ube lilunga lebandla uNkulunkulu akubusise.
And all the counselors who are here all over the field,
bonke abacebisa balapha,
just as you did yesterday, when those who are called forward come after the evangelist prays for the sick, you start writing the names of all the new converts for follow up later on. But don't do that now. During the call, You can write the names of the converts. God bless you.
Now, I want us to make a covenant with God that we are going to serve him. How many here want to make a covenant with God that I am going to serve Jesus Christ from today in Zimbabwe? Everybody will know that I am, something has happened to me. If you are like that, lift your two hands like this and make that covenant with God. Oh God, I make this agreement. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things will be added. Make that covenant right now. Pray. You personally pray to God. Lord, I am making this agreement with you from tonight. I will seek your kingdom first. And I promise that from today, I am following you. I am serving you. I am seeking you. No matter who, no matter what, first, kingdom of God first. And all things from number two to number million will be added unto you. From number two to million will be added unto you. All things, all type of things will be added unto you. Father, thank you. Thank you for this covenant of Bulawayo. Bulawayo covenant, day three covenant, that we shall seek the kingdom of God number one, first. And all things from number two up to number 11, 1 million will be added unto us from today. Let it be so. Now let prosperity and blessing and salvation and help of all types be added to your people who are committing this covenant to you today to serve you with all their hearts. Thank you for this blessing for your people in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time for healing. And already miracles have taken place. Amen. After the crusade, there will be more testimonies even than during the crusade. Now tonight, Jesus is healing. Tonight is the last night. So whatever it is, God has to do it today. Amen. So everybody, whatever you are, there is nobody here without a problem of some sort. And so, that's what we are praying for today. God, whatever is painful, whatever makes you cry, whatever is a source of concern, that makes you pray. Ha! And that gives you pain in this life. God's power should touch that painful place today. Whatever sickness, blindness, pain, disease, Jesus is a healing Jesus. Bible says, when the evening was come, in the evening, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Tonight is evening again, and all that are sick and all possessed with devils, afflicted and tormented, the power of Jesus is here to set you free, to break every chain and every curse in your life. Place your hand wherever the pain problem, if it's not a physical problem, whatever. Put your hand on your heart if you cannot put it there. Even if the problem is in London, put your hand on your heart. God is answering and doing miracles. You will have a testimony, I tell you, of what God has done. Father, put your hand wherever the problem is. Father, I ask right now that you do many wonderful miracles. Touch, heal, deliver your children tonight. Satan, I rebuke you now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Devils, come out. Go out to the people.
stop tormenting them. In the name of Jesus. Death spirits. Killer spirits. Accident spirits. Injury spirits. Diseases. Blindness. Pain. I curse you now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing us today. Lift your hand right now and thank God. Everywhere, thank God, He has done something. Father, thank you for many miracles that are taking place right now. We receive these wonderful miracles. We are grateful for your power. Your power is awesome, Lord. Your power is awesome. Thank you for many, many miracles that are already happening and have happened. There is somebody here. You couldn't walk. Bring anyone screaming, falling down, bring them to me in the front. God is setting them free. You are here, you couldn't walk. Rise now and be healed. You couldn't see. Receive your healing. You couldn't hear. You had a pain. Receive it now. Your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Word, and I heal your disease. I am the Lord.
This way.
Your healer.
Oh, Jesus.
You are the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. That healed me.
Satan, your power is finished.
You are the Lord.
Right now, check yourself. Maybe you couldn't see. God has touched you. Open your eyes. Whatever problem you have, if God has done something in your life today, maybe you couldn't walk. But now you can walk wherever you are. If God has done something for you, raise up your hand like this. If God has done something, God has touched you, then lift your hand. Now if God has touched you, if God has healed you, come all the way to the front here. And I'm going to pray with you again and take your testimonies. If God has done something, maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Wherever you are, God has done something for you. Quickly. If God has touched you, there is somebody here you couldn't see or you couldn't see well.
Come.
And God has opened your eyes. Come. Somebody with a lamp in the breast. Something wonderful has happened. Jesus is healing you.
Siya kujumisa, siya kubusisa, kosiya kujula, oh, siya kujumisa. Siya kujumisa.
Wherever you are tonight, God told me to pray for the sick. And I'm going to pray for you by God's grace. Wherever you are tonight, if God has done something, if you were healed in the morning, also I need you to come quickly. Very quickly, very quickly.
Yes,
very quickly, very quickly. July.
This lady went into coma for 3 weeks. She had tubes in her nose, in her mouth, helping her to breathe and to feed her. Evangelist, when she came out of the hospital, she was paralyzed on one side.
Wow.
Could not even hold a cup of water. No, an empty cup. If he holds a plate, it will fall. He had to now try to learn how to do what we think is normal.
Wow.
Eating will take her 1 hour.
Wow.
Drinking water, walking, holding things. She had to, couldn't even talk, Evangelist. This is her sister. And then she came for the Healing Jesus campaign.
Wow.
And the Healing Jesus did a miracle, an instant miracle. This one whose hand was here.
Was it the right hand?
The right side. It's lifting. Is holding, is talking.
She could not do that before.
She could not.
Okay, we shall interpret for her.
What?
And then he was there in Tambam, where is the Sansa? What does the Kulung, a Maleveni, Ebusuru? What does this got a city?
What happened tonight?
When Sagaleni, Tambamaloko?
Namusa, Isolo, Utone Konapa, and Mini, Ubia Konapa, Utanga, Utkadisifa, and Ged. Wachona kwa napa,
wafugetwe. Kwa Nsagaleni,
Namsantambama, ukwanisi, ukuspagamisi sanda sake.
She managed to lift up her right hand.
Waya nga
She couldn't do anything for herself. The whole right side was paralyzed.
She couldn't do anything for herself.
Yes. She couldn't hold like this. She couldn't hold.
You mean yesterday she couldn't do that?
She couldn't do that, evangelist.
Wow. Lift your hands. This is some type of a stroke. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your miracle
He's
power. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A healing Jesus. And He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
What is this now, Olivia?
Evangelist, she couldn't walk.
Hallelujah. Who could not walk?
This one.
Let her tell us. Let her tell
what
us.
What was it?
Let her tell us.
I got you to walk, my
Olivia.
Legs were swollen. And I was diagnosed to have cancer.
And what happened to you today?
Today I can walk on my own.
Wow. What a blessing, my dear. She could not walk.
Sondela hamba konde kumvangela phala.
Wahamba nathi. Oh, wahamba nathi. Oh, wahamba nathi.
Who is that? Who is that lady?
Ubantu wakho lu mama.
Lo mntana nami lo singubuye la lapha kwathi uhamba.
She is the mother to this girl. Sebenze
ngisho ukuthi babambe sifunze sibedlela kuthiwa khona kule cancer. So nyawo besivukile olalwa ngokonke kusenza I service usithini. She was not able to speak. Ubelokhelele phansi unkole mvuka khathesi. So
she said this lying down is only after prayer that she stood and walked.
She stood and walked after. Give Jesus a mighty shout. Was she diagnosed with? Does she know?
Lungs.
Lung cancer. How old are you?
29.
Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing power in Jesus' name. 29-year-old cancer dying cannot stand even. Jesus has touched her. She's strong and she's strengthened. You will recover in Jesus' name. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, blindness in the left eye. God has opened the eye. Blind in the left eye.
Let,
you can see.
Let her tell us.
In fact, 2 months ago, my eye got affected. And I could not see even colors. Everything was whitish. And I could not face the light. And it was a bit windy.
Wow.
Now, when I touched, when you said we touched where there is pain, I just realized that I can look at the light without any problem. And now I can see colors.
You can see colors?
Yes.
What color is this? What color am I? What color am I?
You're white.
I'm white. You call me a white man. Amazing. When I go to America, they say I'm black. When I come to Africa, they say I'm white. Father, thank you. Jesus.
Evangelist, she's so excited because over 20 years, she had difficulty in walking because of a pain at the back, right to the hip.
Let her tell us.
For over 20 years, I've been in pain.
Today I came for one day only.
What
God
is this?
Touched me.
God has touched you.
It's a good day.
gijima.
I can run. Have on that side of it.
Wow.
It's your body. It's your body. Body. It's your body. It's your body. Body.
Healing of the eyes tonight, evangelist.
What happened?
I was diagnosed glaucoma 7 years ago, and I was operated, so I had a lot of mist, but from yesterday, the mist is very, I can see now, I can see you.
You could not see me like this before?
I would see, but there was a lot of mist.
Mist.
But it, now it's
clear. So now that it's clear, what do I look like?
Yes, I white man.
White man.
Everybody shall white. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she had two slip discs at the back.
Slip discs?
Yes. So for 2 years, she suffered. September?
Yes, I was supposed to be operated. Today when I came here, I was actually limping. So now I can walk.
What? Look, what happened? What was wrong with you? You see, people are being healed by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah!
What is wrong? Why is she crying?
I'm actually happy. I'm not, you know, these tears are for joy.
Tears of joy.
That I'm healed. And I'm thankful that I'm here. And I think my pastor, he was encouraging
pastor
me.
Pastor is here? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Your pastor encouraged you to do what?
To be strong all the time. Wow. To be powerful. To have faith in God.
Wow.
I thank him very much.
God bless Pastor. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shout Pastor.
Rebuking the demons
pastor.
Over your life.
Shout Pastor. Everybody shout Pastor. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Evangelist. Swellings are disappearing tonight.
Kati kati le pweita la ne atifili ne BP. So I pweita nguizolo ngathandaza. Ngathi mfike endlini ngabamba so ngathola lingasekho. I BP.
I had a heart problem. I had a swelling. When I got home yesterday, I prayed. And I found it had disappeared.
Goita.
Benile kilo. A goita.
And it had disappeared.
La nyamalala.
Were you surprised?
Yes.
Of course you'd be surprised. I would be surprised too.
Everybody shout yes.
Give Jesus. Jesus is curing. Doctor, what is a goita? What is a goiter?
A goiter is an enlargement of the thyroid gland. There's a gland here, a tissue in the neck.
Okay.
Which becomes very big. Normally, you don't see it. It is hidden inside the neck.
Yes.
But when it enlarges, you can see it very big, different sizes. And she has a medical note here showing thyroid enlargement.
Wow. Thyroid enlargement. Wow, it's true. And you can't see.
We are born.
Wow.
And she herself says that it was a big mass. Huge. And it's disappeared.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for everybody for the blessing of Bulawayo before we close. So nobody should leave. Those of you who want the last blessing, you are going to get the best blessing. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this child was born unable to hear in both ears. According to the mother, when you have to call him, he's called Thabo. You have to scream. Show how you used to call him before he can hear.
Thabo.
I would shout and say Thabo.
But now,
test again.
Thabo.
Everybody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on and shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on and shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Let Jesus higher.
Jesus.
Let Jesus higher.
Higher.
Let Jesus higher.
Since he was born.
Since he was born, evangelist.
Mama, you have been screaming in the house.
Yes, of course.
But how did you know he was healed tonight? We said he touched the ear, that was deaf. After that, we whispered in his name and he responded. Wow.
Wow.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap and shout
of
him?
Are you excited at what Jesus has done?
We are covering what we're doing with Jesus, Mama.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for Jesus?
I will praise him all the time.
Hallelujah, she's going to praise you. Why don't you praise Jesus all the time?
Healing of the eyes tonight. So many eye healings.
What happened to you?
Dandisikuona nezuro ndakauya ndikadzoka ndakadaro. Makuseni ndikauya ndikaswera pano. Manheru ano ndikauya iye zvino ndiri kuona.
I couldn't see. I came yesterday.
Asi iye zvino ndiri kugona kutaura. Baba chinama so. Pasingadi kuvhurika baba.
Can you see? They are born.
Yeah.
Now you can see.
Yeah. 5-1. 5-1. 5-1.
She could not see before. Missed. Father, thank you. Every eye, place your hand on all eyes. Father, we thank you for healing for our eyes. Every developing sickness in our eyes, we block it in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. How many would like your eye to become misty and gradually you are not seeing things? No, it will not happen. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, since August, she's been experiencing flowing nose. Her pus has been coming out of her nose.
Nose.
Every day. Evangelist, after prayer, the thing has dried up.
Is it gone?
Gone.
How do you know it's gone?
Because it's no longer coming out.
Everybody shout wow.
Wow.
Come on and shout wow.
Wow.
Shout. Come up and get it.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Come up and get it.
Evangelist, God is healing many different types of conditions. This lady is an asthmatic. She'll tell us the story.
What happened to you, my dear?
Since when I was 5 years, I've been suffering from asthma. And when I heard about Healing Jesus campaign, I joined the choir. In my church, when I sing or I lead, I have to first put an inhaler. Anytime I praise, I dance, I have to put an inhaler. So for the past 3 weeks when we were coming for the practice at Jesus, at Healing, I used to pass by where my mom works. She nebulizes me. She gives me S-Pen, she injects me, then I go for practice. I told myself that I need my healing and it won't stop me from praising. So since Tuesday, I came here and I was dancing and I was dancing. I couldn't think of using an inhaler. Yesterday when I was going home, my mom asked me, "You feeling light?" And I'm like, "Yeah, actually, I'm healed."
Wow. What a healing Jesus. Thanks a million, Lord, for your power. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap. I was in the Philippines. There was a man. He had been hospitalized 5 times, emergency asthma. And he said, from the Miracle Crusade, I was there in the Philippines last year, September. From that time till now, no more asthma. What a wonderful healing. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 2 years, she had problems with the knees and the legs. They kept falling. And she's healed.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
There are so many people to pray for tonight. Let's go quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly.
Swellings of the arms.
Swelling is gone. Strength, come on, let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
She could not see. She had missed.
She could not see. But she can see tonight. Can you see?
Yes.
You could not see before.
No, ngangibona. Bathi bembona ukufiniphelayo ngisiba lesimira. Bathi ngiqala ukuthumayela kwahle kwathi ngkwe ngahle ngabona. And sengibona totally bonke so ngibona clear.
Now I can see.
Hallelujah! So many, many miracles.
And in his eyes it claims that power.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's
that
go.
That sees the heart of all men.
Thanks, Jesus.
For he knows his father's mind. He speaks his father's words. And he comes in the name of the Lord. Oh. And there is strength in the name of the Lord.
Thanks a million.
Receive your healing.
And when my plans have fallen through,
when my
strength is nearly gone,
when there's nothing left to do,
when there's nothing left to do,
but just to depend on you,
I just depend on you
and the power of your name.
And the power of your name, oh Lord. And as we call upon your name,
receive your healing.
Your strength through weakness to show. We can know the Master's plan. We can extend the Master's hand.
Receive
when we call.
We come
in the name of the Lord,
Jesus.
For there is strength in the name of the Lord, and there is power in the name of the Lord.
There is hope,
and there is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes.
your healing. Be healed.
Thanks, Jesus.
Receive
you
your healing.
Are great. You do miracles so great.
Yes.
There is no one else receive like you.
Receive your healing.
There is no one else. You do miracles so great.
Receive your healing.
There's no one else like you.
Jesus, thank you.
There is no one else like you.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus.
Receive your healing.
Oh, oh, oh. You deserve the glory.
I'm going to pray for everybody. Don't go yet. I'm going to pray for all the last blessing.
Lift your hands in worship. As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory.
Receive your
hand. And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Receive your healing.
As we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great.
In worship.
As we lift your holy name,
everybody
you
lift your hands.
The glory.
Father, I pray for the blessing for Bulawayo, for all those that are here. I pray for new jobs, prosperity.
Yes.
Take away poverty.
Yes.
Difficulty.
Yes.
Take away the curse.
Amen.
Take away whatever we are praying about today.
Jesus.
It will no longer be a prayer topic by next year by this time. Thank you for helping all your children practically in their lives. Thank you. We leave your blessing and your help. Send your angels. Let there be more miracles and more supernatural assistance for your people from today. Thank you for this great blessing for all the people that are gathered with their hands lifted up today in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God is blessing you more in Bulawayo.
And please stay behind. The young man, stay behind and help pack down the things and the chest. God bless you.
You need to help with the choir stairs. Don't go away, please.
There's no one else like you. For you are great.
Yes.
Miracles.
Miracles.
There's no one else like you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mando ketele
ora mana.
Oh yes.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship.
Two lines.
We lift your holy name.
Two lines, please.
You deserve the glory.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the
honor. Yes.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we lift your holy name. Oh, you are great. You do beautiful, so great. There's no one else like you.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
There is no one else like you. For you are great. You to be.
like you.
Receive your healing.
There is no one else like you.
Jesus.
For you are great.
Jesus.
You do miracles. Jesus.
Watch out, watch out, watch out.
There's no one else like you.
Thank you.
There is no
There's power,
like
power,
you.
Power.
For you are great.
Power here. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's no one else like you.
Thanks.
Receive healing.
Thanks, Lord.
There is no one else like you.
Yes. Receive your healing.
Oh, he's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. And for you, those healing stripes were laid. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
Oh yes.
And right now, his power is flowing your way.
Yes. Thank you.
And as you are calling.
Yes.
His glory is falling.
Thank you. Jesus, thank you. For your power.
Sickness
cannot stay.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. Oh yes.
A healing Jesus. Oh, let his power
oh, yes.
heal your life.
Oh, 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 oh.
He's a healing Jesus.
Thanks. Thanks.
A healing Jesus. And he's healing you. In Jesus' name right now.
Oh yes.
He's
a healing Jesus.
Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
Oh,
he's healing you.
Lord,
in Jesus' name right now.
Jesus, set it free.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. Jesus, stand right now.
Jesus.
He's a healing
Thank you.
Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. In Jesus' name right now.
Receive your healing.
Thanks. Thanks.
And I expect
Jesus.
A miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. Oh, I expect a miracle today.
Demons are
Nothing
coming out. Demons are coming out.
Those who believe
Demons are coming out.
And
they bola ne bro no
me.
Thank you.
For we know
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your power. Thank you, Lord.
Touch a miracle. I expect
for touching.
A miracle today. Oh, nothing is
Father,
impossible
thank
to
you,
those
Jesus.
Who believe and
My say. God, for your mercy, yes. Jesus.
I believe God's word
Jesus.
Still the same.
Thanks, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You do miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
No one else like you.
Receive.
One like
receive
you.
The mercy of
God. There is no one like you. For you are great.
Father, we thank you for mercy.
You're the beautiful Jesus. Of grace. There
oh,
is
yes.
No one else like you.
Thank you,
nobody
Jesus.
Like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory, Jesus.
And the honor.
Oh, Mando Bakabada Dariba. Thanks a million, Lord. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And
thank
the
you, Jesus.
Honor.
Oh, God.
Lord,
oh, God.
Mando
Bakabada Dariba.
As we lift your